Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome, brothers and sisters, people of goodwill. You're listening to Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. We're found 24/7 profanity free at www.blackonblackunity.com. Here is where you get it straight with no chaser. We are here just very, very fortunate to be in a position to feed you, to pour into your minds and your spirits and your conscience and your persons information. As our dear sister Kathy Hughes says, information is power. That's what she says over on her network. We all know Radio One, and now it's called Urban One. But today, there's a lot going on in the world. A lot going on in the world that we live in. It appears it is mostly chaotic and unmanageable, okay? But listen, don't believe the hype. There's always good outweighing evil and the other distractions that are constantly leading news stories. Be aware of what is really happening, so you're not weighed down in the negative. Now, you know what? We are bringing to the airwaves with honor, pleasure, with love, and understanding the fortunate position we are in to have this guest that is coming before you. I want you to listen like you haven't listened before, because he has a great biography. Part of it is one of the youngest and greatest activists in Dallas, Texas, or in the Dallas, Texas area. Listen to this, Reverend Ronald Wright. Now, he was able to open doors that other civil rights activists were able to walk through. We know the main characters of today in the civil rights movement, especially our great leader. I call him the modern day civil rights leader, and that, of course, is the Honorable Reverend Dr. Al Sharpton, household name. He is the modern day civil rights leader, talked about around the clock. But guess what? There are other powerful, strong, productive civil rights leaders that we just don't hear about. It's almost as if they're not here, but they are. And as mentioned, one of them is here today. We need to know where the solutions are. We need to hear and learn where the answers are. We need to hear about our productive history-making soldiers like our guest, Reverend Ronald Wright. So I am just honored, happy, and excited about bringing him on so that we can learn and be more empowered with our understanding that there are many soldiers out here, and they are not getting the airplay, television place that they deserve. So without further delay, it's my pleasure to welcome to Nia2X Radio, Voice of the People, our esteemed guest, Brother Reverend Ronald Wright. Welcome to the program, sir.
God bless you. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be with you this evening.
We wouldn't have it any other way. Calling in from the state of Texas and all of the history you're making there, your footprint in the sand. You know, Texas is not an easy state. Texas is a.
We celebrate Juneteenth now, and the reason why we're doing it now because Texas was the last state. Texas always wanted to be its own country, and so when slaves were free, Texas was said, "Oh no." No, we can't let them go right now. But a lot of people don't know the real reason why, because half of them are probably going with us or anything. But, they kept Texans slaves for a little longer than they did the rest of the slaves.
Now, isn't that the truth? 2 years.
That's why they honor Juneteenth, And back when we were coming up here in Texas, we celebrate, but as I got more older and mature, I thought, why should I celebrate? I should have been free a year ago like everybody else. But you know how that is. I'm just thanking God we are finally waking up. And I thank God for you allowing us. And I have an organization here in Texas. It's called Justice Seekers Texas. And we are 21st Century Civil Rights Organization here. And not only we do Texas, we do all over the United States. And our theme song is Wake Up Everybody, No More Sleeping in Bed, No More Backwards Thinking, Time to Start Thinking Ahead. And so what I'm going to share with you today is one of the main things along with us needing to come together as a people is we're going to expose what has been going on with us medically. And I know dialysis is one of the issues, but I also want to let you know that even down here in Texas, the medical board is in love with me because I had to tear their heads off. But they had been firing our black doctors. And so if we don't have anybody look like us, who do we think care about us?
That's an excellent question. You know, we're on the battlefield, especially as black people, in every lane, medical, economics, job, police brutality, drugs, black-on-black killing. This war is in every lane. So today we are discussing the medical lane because after we love God and praise God, in order to help anyone, you got to be able to help yourself first, and then you can reach out and help somebody else. But this medical community, all over the country, that's why we're so grateful for your work, because you produce. You don't just be doing a bunch of talking. You talk it and walk it and get things done. Please, are you in Harris County?
No, I'm in Dallas County. Harris County is Houston, and they're a little tough down there. And I tried to work with there's a sister now, but the last actual activist I worked with there down there, he was actually killed on an airplane. And I know you know who he is, and because he was standing up and fighting. And he was the last great person they had down there that's fighting. But they got a young lady that's up there now down in Houston, but her hands are full. And as this, Houston's like right around the corner from Louisiana, and you know, the Hurricane Katrina thing, they were designed to split up people and spread us out, and that's the biggest thing. And what we're going through now was all by design, because as we were coming up, as a matter of fact, right now we were doing better 30 or 40 years ago than we're doing right now.
Wow.
Especially as a people.
How did you get started in the movement? And if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Pastor Reverend Wright, and he's calling in from Dallas, Texas, getting ready to tell us what has produced a soldier in him as an activist. Go ahead, sir, please.
Well, by the grace of God, God had ordained my life, and I want you to know you can run, but you can't hide. And as I was a young man, I did something wrong, and I asked the Lord to take over after I did something wrong. And I'm just sharing you with my, this is my testimony. I asked to go to prison, and they said, no, you don't have to go. I said, no, I want to go. And they said, no, you don't have to go. And when I went, I studied law. I didn't stay but a year. I'm the only somebody you ever meet. I got kicked out. They told me not to ever come back. And so they told me not to ever come back. And I told one of the guards, I said, I'll be back. And he's a white guard. And he said, oh, I know you will. You always do. And 2 months later, I came back and I could shut down 2 prison units. And that guard saw me, and he liked to pass. He went, oh, my God, real. I had no idea that you would come back. I said, I told you, what God ordains, he sustains. And so as I got out, the first year I got out here in Texas, black men were being choked to death by police officers. And so I was
This was in
1998.
Go ahead, sir.
And they were choking black men to death. And one situation where police choked a black guy to death over a little bag of weed, which is now free to have. And they took this man's life. And all they had to do was roll him over on his back. but they left him on his stomach after they choked him up, gave each other high fives, and I ended up tearing their heads off, and we filed a lawsuit against them, and the family got millions of dollars, but the lateral vascular neck restraint was stopped, and I told them, you can bring tasers in, but the most terrifying way in the world to die is for somebody to cut your breath off. And why you know, to choke to death would be terrible.
Yes,
and so
sir.
We were able to do that. And once I did that, God just ordered my step. And the great civil rights activists that were here, down here in Dallas, that were doing good, I was like the youngest in the group. And when they seen me and heard of me, they all were my mentors. And I was able to open doors that they were able to walk through. And then I tried to bring the SCLC back down here in Dallas. And all of those organizations were limited, the SCLC, the NAACP, and one of the ministers that Reverend Sharpton knows, Dr. Freddie Haynes, had a program, and on that program, me and Jesse Jackson were the speakers, and that's when me and Jesse met, and I let him know about Justice Seekers Texas, and by the grace of God, we've been rolling for the last many, many years doing what we need to do, and that's how we started, and it's just been amazing. But what really was been amazing, if we just stuck together, and I don't know if you know it or not, but what got Martin killed and Malcolm killed is they kept telling us we need to stick together as a people, and that's what got them killed, because they didn't care what we did as long as we were divided, and they came at us as a people with everything they could come at us with, drugs. Down here in Texas, they had built prisons that we didn't even need. They built 20-some prisons. And the sad part about what we're going through is they use people who look like us that don't care nothing about us. So charity starts at home. You know, we used to be able to get on the white man back in the day, but we have our own people that have sold their soul for a general. And I know a lot of them down here don't like me, and I don't care, because it ain't about money. It's about doing what God ordained us to do. And so we were able to overcome everything they did. We got done the crack and everything. And down here in Texas, and I'm just going to educate you, when John F. Kennedy, the president, got killed, Lyndon B. Johnson took over. Lyndon B. Johnson told a black woman to marry the governor. Now, why would you have a baby? When we were coming up, and I'm a lot older than you, if you got a girl pregnant, you're going to marry her or you're going to get killed. You didn't have no choice. Well, LBJ told a black woman to marry the government. We're going to get the baby food. We're going to put you in a little place. You don't have to spend no money. They call it Section 8. He told them to do all of that, and she could have everything but what God created out of, and that was man. Now, how are you going to have a place? And they used to come and check the apartments and make sure those girls didn't have any men staying with them. But it didn't make no difference how many babies they had. And so those are the things that divided us as a people, and that's why we're going through what we're going through. And we have our Hispanic sisters and brothers here, and a lot of people are upset with them because they are prospering. They're prospering because they stuck together as a people. And because we didn't, that's why we're going through what we're going through. And so as we continue to do civil rights work out through all the many years around the United States, and I was the very last black man to speak at the L.A. riots anniversary. I was the last black speaker that I know of. I know Al and Jets was there, and I was the last black speaker at the L.A. riots. God just ordained me to do the things we need to do. And here in Texas, we found out a young lady by the name of Arlene Mullins, who is the executive director, at me and her both, of the Dallas Advocate Association. She's been fighting this for 20 years as well. She's been fighting 20 years for blacks on how they're being treated. She was a registered nurse, and she called all around, and she contacted me, and me and her have been together fighting these issues. And one of the main issues was that a lot of people don't know that we're exposing is dialysis. And here in Texas, I don't know about what's going on up there with you or not, but all of the dialysis centers are in the black communities and none are in the white. And the reason why is because they're getting kidneys if they have diabetes and on dialysis, whereas we're not. We're being demonstrated and used for examples. They're testing on us, but certain people are getting kidneys. And we had a young man who was Kevin Hart's stuntman, and he's going through it right now. He's going to be at our press conference in Washington. And then there was a young man we had up in Philadelphia, and they created a blacklist. And so all the many people who have been on dialysis, a lot have been your mother, your father, your sister, brother may have died, and what you don't realize is they were experimenting with them. They were not doing them like they should have been doing them. And this is what we're going to expose on Juneteenth, on how blacks have, and minorities, not blacks, Spanish too, how minorities have been treated for dialysis centers. And you notice here in Texas, they're all in the minority areas. There are not any in the white areas. Well, a young man out of Philadelphia was on. He kept complaining about how the nurses were not doing what they needed to do, and they were missing and his arm when they was doing certain things. And so they created a blacklist, and they had this young man driving 70 miles out of the city to go to dialysis.
70 miles. And usually dialysis is given three times a week.
A week.
And a person, and you're saying that this man, given if he had to go like it normally is, three times a week, 70 miles, is that a round trip or one way?
That's one way. And when my executive director, Arlene Mullins, contacted me, and she said, "Rev, you need to talk to him." And she told me what happened. I thought, man, that's ridiculous. Why would they do that? And so we got him on the phone. And I let my other executive director talk with them, and they were very disrespectful to him. And so after they went on, I said, "Okay, that's enough already. Let me do the talking now." And when I got through talking to him, I don't mind telling you, when I got through talking with him, I think I tore the head off, but anyway, I got through talking to him. We hung up the phone. 5 days later, she called me back, and it sounded like she was crying. And I said, "Arlene, what happened? The man didn't die, did he?" And she said, "No, Rev, he didn't die." I said, "Well, what's the money, sir?" She said, "They let him come back to the city." I said, "That's good. They let him come back." I said, "But why does it sound like you're crying to me?" She said, "Guess what, Rev?" I said, "What?" She said, "They gave him a kidney."
Ooh. It pays to get involved.
God, he was given a kidney.
It does pay to be involved, to become an activist. As mentioned earlier, there's war on every front, in every arena, from the open enemy, if you will, those that oppose God. I mean, they are real. There are a lot of people that are in power, that have influence, and they're just not godly people.
I can only imagine what it would be like to, and there are many people here, and I know you know some that are on dialysis as well, that have been saying, "Well, we've been on the waiting list for 7-8 years, and the reason why they've been on so long is they hope they die before they actually give them a kidney." And these people don't care about blacks shooting blacks and all that stuff, because here in Texas they have the medical examiner's board. When you die, before you go anywhere, they go and strip your body. I don't care if you sign the back of that driver's license or not. They take every body part they can. And it's the sad part about it, and I know we're not supposed to do no cursing, but we've been called that
no cursing,
all
no
our
cursing
lives.
Go ahead, man.
Okay, listen to me. We've been called that N-word by certain races of people all our lives, but the bottom line is that you came from me. I didn't come from you. Because me and you can make a white baby, but two whites can't make a black baby. And the white baby, they used to call them albinos. They call them everything instead of letting them know. But anyway, they take our body parts, Texas Medical Examiner Board here, and what they do is they tell those funeral home people, "Shut your mouth, and you can charge whatever you want for a funeral, but don't say nothing." And they take all of the body parts, and that's why, and I know down in Texas, some of these jokers charging you $10,000 and $15,000 for to do a funeral, and I said that's ridiculous. If that's money that's somebody going to the ground at the end of the day, it ain't them but the house they used to live in. Their spirit is going upstairs or downstairs. Well, it's going upstairs first for judgment.
Yeah,
but
yes,
you don't understand if they tell them to shut their mouth, they can charge them what they want. But you know what? I've resolved that problem. I got me a barbecue pit in front of my house. When the push come to fuel and it's time for me to be over, just put me in that barbecue pit. I could care less where this house goes. I'm going to a mansion. I ain't worried about this house. But that
yes,
was a part of it. That's a part of what has been going on. And they take our body parts and the kidneys and the liver and certain races of people have been getting them. See, there's been over nearly 600,000 Americans that have been suffering from kidney failure. The majority have been minority people. And the thing about it is these nephrologists, these kidney doctors, they realize that you need 3 treatments in 3 hours per week. And they know that, but it's not happening. And that's the minimum that it should be happening. But they realize that it's not happening. And America is...
Finish your sentence.
Okay, go ahead.
No, finish your sentence. America...
No, I'm going to let you know, America is treating dialysis worse than any other country in this world.
I think we ought to listen to what our guest is telling us. We may not want to hear it, but we need to hear it because he is not the only activist that has sounded the alarm on what is taking place where our bodies are being used after we're deceased, our body parts. The late great queen herself, Dr. Frances Cress Welsing, who taught on racism, white supremacy, would always tell us from the 80s to the 90s, here in the 2000s, of how our body parts, after we're deceased, are being used without the family's permission. They had a big case in Georgia where they rolled up this young man and his body was found in a carpet in a gymnasium. And when they, when the parents or the funeral home went to do what they do, he had no body parts. This is not a joke. This is real. And we also hear the great honorable minister Louis Farrakhan always telling us and teaching us about the evil of the open enemy that is taking our body parts more than anyone. So we want you to listen today, not to be afraid, but to learn, to open your eyes, to open your spirit, and to know what is coming up on Juneteenth here in Washington, D.C., which is coming up this coming Monday. And we're going to make sure that all of you know so that you can be a part of it. It may be live stream. We need to know what's going on. You can't beat the enemy if you're hiding up under your bed somewhere. So we're going to beat, because if we wasn't, how did we get out of slavery with the chattel slavery? I'm going to leave it right there and thank one of our sponsors at Upright Carpet Cleaning. Upright Carpet Cleaning, they are the pros cleaning carpets with top-of-the-line products, tip-top service, and affordable prices. Get 3 rooms cleaned, whether residential or commercial, for only $149. That's right, $149 gets the job done. Call Upright Carpet Cleaning, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, well known as the DMV. Call them at 240-547-4569. We also want to say thank you to another sponsor. He's a co-sponsor, and that's Tri-State Funeral Services. Tri-State Funeral Services is the one to call when your family is in need of compassionate, professional, sensitive care in your greatest hour in need. Tri-State Funeral Services, 1505 Kenilworth Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., dedicate their services offering military funeral honors free of charge and mandated by law for eligible veterans. Pre-planning is another feature Tri-State Funeral Services offers. It allows everyone to create your own unique life celebration reflecting your wishes and desires. If you move, your pre-planning is transferable to any funeral home in the United States. Give Tri-State Funeral Services a call to hear the other comforting services they have available. 202-882-1202. I want to say thank you to those black-owned businesses, Tri-State Funeral Services, and Upright Carpet Cleaning. Support black-owned businesses anytime and every time you can. as long as they're quality and professional. That only means they say, good day, please come again. They smile when you come in. They make your presence feel deserving, comfortable, and appreciated. Quality, professional, black-owned businesses deserve our economic support. Speaking of support, I want everyone to know we are listening to a power hitter. We're listening to a man who has been on the front line fighting the system of racism, white supremacy, a lot through the prisons, and being very successful. His name is Reverend Ronald Wright. Now, Reverend Wright founded Hope Literacy Organization, whose name also serves as an acronym for Helping Others Pursue Education. That's HOPE, Helping Others Pursue Education. The organization allowed inmates to teach each other how to read. In 1999, yep, Wright participated in shutting down of prison units regarding the murder of two young black men by officers in the prison system. So, see, we're looking for answers, and we are blessed to have the answer, one of the many, many, many answers right here, calling in from Dallas, and we're talking about your brother and mine, Reverend Ronald White. Reverend Wright. White. It is Wright. W-R-I-G-H-T. Let's get it right. But it is so important to know, because a lot of people are feeling hopeless. They don't know that your work is out here. They don't know that you are coming to Washington, D.C. to expose even more, because I bet you 3 out of 5 people listening to this interview know of someone, if not in their family and if not themselves, are taking dialysis. And there are disparities with black and brown, yeah, people, as you are explaining. So I take it that you researched the sister called you, she pulled your coattail to it, and now you're on the job in unity with her. Is she coming with you to D.C.?
Yes, hopefully God says the same. She will be with me, and she is the founder of the Dallas Advocate Association. And, yes, her name is Arlene Mullins, and she should be coming with me, definitely, because I want to let them know she's been fighting for 20 years for what has been going on about the disparity. And what I wanted to tell you, and I know you did say when I said that only in America that we are treated, what I meant was because of what DaVita does, and DaVita and Fresina is an organization, and DaVita is ran by Warren Buffett. And so the government don't tell them what to do. They $50 billion is what they make. And here's this in America. In other words, if you live in Canada or Germany or France, you live twice or three times as long on dialysis as Americans do, especially black Americans. And if you're in China, you live 3 or 4 times as long. And what causes this? It's all based on the training and the workers. And they even break it down. Even if you're black and you get treated right, it depends on if you got insurance, so they can charge the insurance company a lot of money. But if you're on Medicaid or Medicare or something like that, they're going to treat you like you're a nobody.
And so this is just
unridiculous. And, you know, a lot of people didn't realize, and that's why we decided to say, because silence helps the oppressor and not the oppressed. And a lot of us, and Eli Wiesel said, a lot of us said, well, I ain't got dialysis, so I ain't worried. Well, neutrality helps the tormentor and not the tormented. It might not be you, but it might end up being your daughter or your son or your mother or your father. And there's a lot of people who have lost loved ones on dialysis, and they had no idea that their family was not being treated like they should have been treated. They've just been used as an experiment and as examples. And if this was not true, then a lot of the stuff that Arlie and I have, we have investigated, and we do have proof as to what we're talking about, and that because of some of what's been going on, it causes heart damages, it causes all kind of infections, It causes damage to our liver, their brain, their guts, their kidneys, which it, all of this is a part of this experiment. And I don't know if Warren Buffett is aware of what his organization or his company has been doing, but hopefully when this is all over, we'll be able to sit down and meet with him. But what we're going to be asking is that we have an organization to be able to overlook them and make sure everybody is being treated fairly.
And that's absolutely important. If you're just tuning in, there's a big press conference coming up on the federal holiday, coming this Monday, called Juneteenth. And our guest, Pastor Reverend Ronald Wright, and others are coming all the way from Texas to D.C. to handle the press conference to continue to expose what is taking place, because we can't change anything until we understand what is taking place. What has been alleged is extremely serious, and as I waged, I believe that 3 out of 5 people know somebody, someone that is either on, has been, lost their lives from getting dialysis. We are not condemning the entire medical industry, but for those that wear the shoe and it fits, we're talking about you. We're talking about those that have allegedly conspired. And it wouldn't be far-fetched because, as mentioned, Dr. Francis Cress Welding would tell us all the time, Brother, Baba, Ancestor, Dick Gregory. Reverend Wright is not the first person. He is just one of those recently that have come forth to continue to expose what is taking place. So we need to be more than aware. We need to be involved. Now, I want to read a partial list. And before I do, Reverend, let me ask you, in America, I mean, you're almost paying $50 to $100 for 10 pills. This is a country that is not giving we, the citizens, free medical care like other so-called industrialized countries around the world. What are your thoughts about that?
They have that's what I'm saying about this DaVita. They have their own group of certain people who invest in their company, and all they do is make money. It's not about helping. And it's about money for them only, and that's what it's about, money for them only, is they train their caregivers, they train people. They are not trained. They're very poorly trained. And so if they're born in America, is the only developed nation that makes widespread use of dialysis technicians. You understand me? A minimum wage. Often they're lowly trained, so what do you think they care? But it's all about money with them as it relates to who's in control of them. 75, like I said, they $50 billion strong. And 75% of free dialysis units run a large portion of dialysis treatment. And they run these hospitals and these nursing homes, and so nobody can tell them anything. They can do what they want to. Whereas they can tell it, and nobody's in control of them, so all the money is staying with them.
Well, there's certainly something going on with the medical arena or the occupation of it.
Anytime, Obama is a multi-billionaire in this country, so you know what that's about.
That's certainly money. But anytime you're looking at television and the television states that to take this, they come out with a new medication, it looks like, every week. I mean, it used to take a long time for something to be approved at that time by the FDA, but I'm looking at these commercials and you're taking something, let's say for your heart, for an example. And before the commercial is over, we're all seeing it. We're all asking ourselves, or you should be, who in the world would take something with the side effects that are reported in the same commercial? Now, I wanted to share a partial list. America charges all of that money. Now, check this out. Australia, Belgium, Baltrain or Baltrain, Brooklyn, Canada, Cyprus, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hong Kong, Iceland, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Japan, Kuwait, Luxembourg, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway. Now, I didn't read all of them. All of those that I read, those countries have free medical care for their citizens. Portugal, Singapore, Slovenia, South Korea, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom. They all have free medical care for their citizens. This country, what is it all about money? And ain't a daggone thing funny? Because what is the holdup, America? Why are you charging some of the seniors who have to make a choice either to buy groceries or to get the pills that you say they need? No, we're shouting out, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, if you're anywhere in D.C., June 19th, on the federal holiday, Juneteenth, we're going to be down at the Freedom Plaza in a press conference. Reverend Ronald White and others, our sister Rhonda Hamilton, who ran for mayor and is running again for mayor of Washington, D.C., along with the Greater D.C. Chapter, National Action Network. And, of course, that organization is founded by the Honorable Reverend Dr. Al Sharpton and other activists. We're not just getting on the radio talking about the problem and leaving it there. In order to eradicate this problem, get the facts that you're getting today from our honored guest, Reverend Ronald White, calling from out of Dallas, Texas, an activist, a pastor, a person who is at the head of fighting back the dragons and the demons, wherever they are, the devil himself, because this is how we're going to achieve the victory. It starts with talk, but it ends with the walk. We should be at Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C. I'll give you the address in a moment, at 11 a.m. for the press conference, and there'll be a prayer breakfast. We'll bring that up. Pastor, who is coming with you? I mean, about how many are coming with you?
Well, I'm not sure. Well, I know the executive director of the Dallas Advocate Association and I will be there, but then we might have radio personality Chili Mode from Los Angeles, Reverend Steve Turner from Baltimore. We have several coming down. Justin from Atlanta, who was Kevin Hart's stuntman, who they initially tried to do him in, and as we stepped in, as a matter of fact, Arlene saved his life 7 times. And so it's just amazing. And I'm just praying for those who lost loved ones because of this, because they had no idea knowing that this has been a big experiment, and a lot of people are put on dialysis too soon. They're put on there too early, and they don't need to be on there. And only it's because it's the money, and nobody controls what DaVita is doing.
And you know, these are the facts that we are alleging, and obviously Reverend knows, but we're learning. And certainly we're not turning a blind ear. We want to know, because these companies, it's nothing new, as mentioned, and we have to be able to discern the truth and the facts and fight it. It's no need of just knowing it. We have to fight it, and we need you. We need you to be involved. How can people get in touch with you, Reverend, Pastor, rather? How can people be a part? Do you have an organization that we should know of?
Wait a minute, sir.
Is there a website as well? Go ahead, sir. Excuse me.
Well, Arlene is working on that. I mean, she's in control of that, but yes, we do. And I wish I could have brought her on, but she is working on that right now since we're going up to Washington. We were working on it, then we delayed. But now all of a sudden it's time to go. And so she's still working on that website, but we still have our contact information. They can contact us through our several phone numbers. We have several numbers, but once we go to Washington, we'll share the website and all of that with him during the press conference.
Yeah, and feel free to share any numbers you like if you have them today, because, again, this is a fight we can win in unity. As you stated earlier, Brother Malcolm, Brother Martin was telling us that we needed that unity, and as soon as we were coming together, swelling in the ranks as one, and then we had these horrible atrocities that history
yes.
shows. They were both murdered. They were both murdered.
Yes,
and
they were.
I'm sorry?
Yes, they were. They were both murdered, and it was because they kept telling us to wake up, and stick together as a people like we've always been since we were slaves, and we would not be going through. The sad part about this is going to be once we get this out there, and each and every person, that we're going to get represented in 50 states. So every state's going to have a representative that's going to be a part of the Dialogue Advocate Association. So we're going to make sure that each and every one of us have a representative throughout the United States. And then we're going to find out if those senators or those congressmen that look like us, were they aware of what has been going on with dialysis? And if so, which a lot of them might lie and deny, but we're going to throw them all on the bus, because if you can't stand up for us, then why should we care if we put you in any office?
And this is what is needed. We need a whole system change. And people say, well,
yes,
that's impossible. No, it is
not impossible. It's not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I started my own party. I'm not a Democrat.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I'm not a Republican.
I'm not either.
I started my own party. I'm a Victorcrat. Yeah, that means that word Victorcrat means I've been victimized by all parties. But because
yes.
of the God I serve, victory is going to be mine.
Well, have you? Are you running for office?
No, I'm not interested in no politics, but we got young generations and we need to get them trained. Since these older ones in here don't want to pass the baton, we can start our own independent group, train these people in the way we need them to go, and start all over again.
Well, you know, I want to give big props to our sister, Sister Dr. Rhonda Hamilton, because
yes.
it is she that is leading what is taking place in just a few days, as mentioned. It is Sister Dr. Rhonda Hamilton on Monday, June 19th, everybody, 2023. She has to blow the whistle on the medical slavery. And that's what this program is all about. It starts early in the morning at the Prayer Breakfast, Tori's Restaurant, 700 V Street, Northwest D.C. It starts at 8:30 a.m. And then the press conference, as mentioned, 11:30 a.m. I think I said 11 o'clock. It's actually 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And you will see and hear and meet Reverend Ronald Wright, Justice Seekers, Texas. He's representing. There are also others that are coming. Pastor Steve Turner coming out of Baltimore, as our guest has mentioned. And there are others. These brothers and sisters and people of goodwill, again, led by our great sister, who ran for mayor. See, these are the people we need to be paying attention to coming up in the 2024 election. Mainstream media, all they keep talking and throwing in our face is what they want us to think. They have what they want us to think is all about whatever they're talking about. No, it's about what is going to be good for black people in particular. Who is out there advocating on behalf of Pookie, Ronnie, Sabrina, and all of the brothers and sisters in what we call the hood, and some of us are not in the hood. If you're black, we need to be at that press conference, because our medical lane is being exposed, and we need to know about these dialysis. Reverend, what are some of the things you can share with us, if you will, because a brother that's going to be at the breakfast and the press conference, he pulled my coattail, and he's so right. His name is Brother Royal Height. He happens to be the nephew, one of the nephews of Sister, the late, great Dorothy Height. But anyway, Royal told me when we were discussing this program, he said there ought to be more emphasis put on prevention of kidney diseases. They seem to wait for us to get it, and then it's come on in and let me hook you up on this machine or give you these pills and these drugs. What about prior? What are your thoughts about prior? How to keep the kidney healthy? Do you have any information for the listeners today?
Well, that's what I said earlier with the nephrologist. One of the next questions is how many nephrologists do we have that look like us? And if they look like us, then we should hold them accountable because they should care for it. But because the DaVita is an independent company, I mean, the government can't tell them what to do. Oh. They have their own characteristics, and there's another company called Fresenius. Fresenius and DaVita have a combined market capitalization, and that combined capitalization is about $50 billion. They own their own clinics. They have their own financial pressures on nephrologists, and so they're gonna do whatever they tell them to do. And together, them two companies represent, you know, many of people, and it's like a monopoly. They're the only one that's in control. You don't have an independent dialysis company. Dialysis is by one company, and that's what we're going to present to our president and let them know why that they have control over everything, and y'all can't tell them what to do.
So in other words, they're not regulated, it sounds like, by anyone. They make up their own regulations. There's no overseer.
Exactly. You know, you used to go, when doctors are bad, and I had to get on about several doctors, you could go to the medical board. The state medical board should be control over everything that's going on health wise. Well, in regards to DaVita, they're not. They don't have anything to do with it. You can call them and complain about it. Oh, we'll check into it. It ain't gonna do nothing.
Oh, wow.
So these are the issues that we're going to bring up, and we're going to address it with your president. And when you speak of the name of the company that Sister Rhonda has, what's the name of the breakfast that we're having?
At Tori's restaurant. Oh, Sister Rhonda, Dr. Rhonda Hamilton?
Yeah, what'd you say the name of it was a while ago? Because I was going with you.
Oh, yes, sir, yes. She named this great program Stand By. She named this great program Blow the Whistle on Medical.
That's why I want to say that, because the following week, the whistleblowers have given us a committee that's in Washington. And, you know, that's rare when they can get you a committee. But the whistleblowers have contacted us and said, we've got a committee for y'all to put together so we can address the Congress with this. And so that's another thing I want to share with you as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. So after the Juneteenth, there's another gathering. Are you saying
in
Congress?
Another gathering with the whistleblowers. The whistleblowers are involved in saying, well, okay, this has been going on. We need to blow the whistle, let everybody know it.
And she
everybody
knows
what is going on.
Yeah, she is so right. I'm talking about Sister Dr. Rhonda Hamilton doing a great job running for mayor.
She's doing a great job. She is.
She really is running for mayor.
She's
of
fired
the
up, Department. And I told her we're gonna stay fired up. But the sad part about this is places that are putting them on dialysis too early, and a number of national and international studies reveal that United States patients are put on dialysis with far healthier kidneys. You understand me? More residential kidney activity than most other nations. So it's about the kidneys with us, and they're taken out. And because we're being experimented with, nobody's saying a word. And it's time that we open our mouth and stop this.
It sounds like you're going to Washington to sit down with a committee about it. Is that what I'm understanding?
We're gonna eventually go back with them, and hopefully we can get with Warren Buffett, and we want to address this with your president, because after this goes out nationally, hopefully, and we get it done nationally, then this is my point. Every elected official that looks like me is gonna be held accountable of what we're going through.
Yes, sir. I got it now. Look, we're coming to the end of our program. We want to say thank you to the brothers and sisters that made it possible. Please hear the next sponsor. Brothers and sisters, we salute the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the mighty Nation of Islam on their Savior's Day annual commemoration in Chicago. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gave the main address Sunday, February 26, 2023, titled "The War of Armageddon Has Begun." He guided brothers and sisters, especially pastors, to have the courage to tell the truth. The minister said you have to have the faith and the courage to speak the truth. Truth is the most necessary ingredient for our salvation. He said truth is the greatest thing in the universe because everything in his creation is the truth. He said more about the truth, such as, quote, "The Holy Quran and the Bible say that the heavens and the earth are made with truth," unquote. Hear the entire special message at NOI.org, titled "Savior's Day, The War of Armageddon Has Begun." And we're talking truth today. We know that the great Messiah, Jesus, said that the truth will set us free. Don't you want to be free, brothers and sisters? Don't you want to be free? If you're in the DMV, I can't think of any other better way to celebrate Juneteenth, at least early that morning. You may have some plans later on in that day. Come down and be a part of supporting and exposing those that we have heard about here in this interview with our esteemed, hard-working guest coming all the way from Dallas, Texas, to fight on behalf of the good fight, and that is to stop the alleged atrocities that not only he, as mentioned, Dick Gregory, Dr. Francis Cress Weldon, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and many, many others know about some of these occurrences that are just unthinkable that are taking place in the medical facility, experimenting on bodies and the like. Don't worry about being afraid. Concern yourself with being part of the solution. Reverend may give out a number. I'm going to let you have the closing remarks, Reverend Wright, before we end this interview. If you have any contact information, or like you said, the website is coming up. And when you get your website, please call back in so we can share with our audience, because everybody knows somebody with associated some kind of way with dialysis. Now, I want to say before he says his remarks, before we leave, that is, information you have heard here is not necessarily the views or opinions of our station, our managers, advertisers, or those affiliated with NIA2X Radio, the voice of the people. I wanted to put that disclaimer out there. But we certainly are going to be down there to learn the facts and to expose the facts, because a man doesn't devote his life as Pastor Reverend Wright has just because he don't have something to do. He is on fire with telling the truth and exposing the open enemy to eliminate what is happening in these facilities, and he's bringing people with him from Texas and from around the country that also can add to the facts of what we heard in this interview. So I'll step back. Brother Pastor Reverend Ronald Wright, you have the floor.
Well, I thank you very much for allowing us to come on the air. And like I said, we're getting our website together, but if anybody have any questions, they can contact justiceseekerstexas@yahoo.com, or they can call the number 214-779-3549 and just leave a message or text to let us know who we are, and that by the time we go to next week, we'll have our website and everything set up. And I just want to thank you all, and with all that we are getting ready to do, the main thing is we need to wake up. We need to wake up, and we need to start standing together and talking about what is going to, how can we resolve this issue with us medically and stop the games that are being played. And just briefly, God has allowed me to do some things. He ordered my step down here in Texas. They were having protests, and you mentioned a lot of people. If you Google me, you'll see the things I've been doing over the years. But a lot of our people that look like us just do things just to be seen. They haven't accomplished anything. If we're not accomplishing something, we're not doing anything. So it's about accomplishing, and we're praying to accomplish this. And a year ago in Dallas, I kept telling them quit having a protest because they weren't accomplishing. But we had a young lady. We had a young lady who was at a little party she wasn't invited to, and the police slammed her down. And I wasn't comparing us to animals, but I said, you know, if you keep kicking the dog, he's going to bite you. And I told the police department, y'all are creating your own terrorists in this country, and the group's not going to be ISIS, it's going to be us against these racist police officers. And the next year, all those police officers got gunned down in Dallas. And my executive director, Arlene Mullins, just called me. You can also call this number, 760-636-6073. That's 760-636-6073. And you can go to www.dialysisadvocateassociation.com. That's www.dialysisadvocateassociation.com, and you can contact that and ask any questions, and we'll respond to them immediately. I thank God for you, and we're going to get it out here, and just keep us in prayer. And like I said, our theme song is Wake Up Everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. It's time to start thinking ahead. God bless
you. Absolutely. God bless you, brother. We appreciate you, and we look forward to meeting with you. Eating breakfast with you. If anybody is interested in coming to the prayer breakfast on Juneteenth here in D.C. at Tory's Restaurant, you want to call 202-615-2139 and get your tickets for the breakfast. And be sure to know also that somebody for real is going to win a white convertible 2016, that is a 2016 white convertible 300 SLK Mercedes-Benz. And it could be you. Listen up. PJ's Barber and Stylist, located 2410 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue Southeast, is raffling this beautiful Benz on June 30th at the National Harbor. Now, please note, partial proceeds will go to HBCUs. In addition to winning the car, a $50 gift cards, plural, and $50 gas cards, plural, are for you winners. And another prize is a one-night stay in a great hotel on the agenda. Get your ticket today. Tickets are $50. And the more tickets you purchase, the greater the discount. It's a win-win-win for everyone. Get all your details at www.blackonblackunity.com. Click Public Relations. Someone is going to win that car, and it could be you. Not necessary to be at the drawing to win. It will all take place at McKee's Piano Bar, Saturday, June 30th, 3 p.m., located 172 Fleet Street in Oxon Hill, Maryland. Get more details. Call 202-836-5168. Want to say thank you to our esteemed guest, indeed. He came on fire, and he has a right to be on fire with what he shared with us. Those things that are allegedly taking place, and again, not only by him, but by other leaders. They know what they're talking about. It's no time to be afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid to help yourself? You're going to have to put that fear to the side and put faith ahead of you, beside you, inside of you, behind you. Armor up, be in D.C. if you can, on Juneteenth. That's right, the federal holiday. We're going to be at Freedom Plaza after the prayer breakfast, and that will be a press conference going out to the world, because we can stop the enemy. We can't stop them just by talking. We have to take our time. And if you can, send a donation to people like Brother Reverend Ronald Wright. Maybe you can't make it, but maybe this issue is very personal to you. He gave a number, email. You can play this interview as much as you like. It'll be up for 3 months minimum. Get involved. Be involved. This is the way we can stop the enemy. Didn't we stop the, what's his name, Donald Trump? Now, wasn't he thinking he was going to get back in the White House? Who stopped him? Everybody that voted. No, you got power, and you have to know your power and use your power and be with Reverend Ronald Wright, a powerful man who is doing the work to make this world and universe a better place. Thank you to him, our guest. Thank you to you, the listeners. Thank you to our sponsors who make our radio station stay on air. And indeed, thank you to our engineer today, and that is Sister Queen. She's making it happen and doing a great job. Thank you, sisters. So keep your head up, fight the good fight, so that we can bring heaven here on earth. I'm your sister, Nia 2X, at Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people. Thank you.